This is St. Louis Public Radio. As St. Louis gets ready to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Gateway Arch, there's another riverfront attraction you might not know about, the Gateway Geyser. It's part of a unique park on the Illinois riverfront, and in a way, it's the missing piece in architect Eero Saarinen's design for the arch. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard has the story.
When the Gateway Geyser's engines reach warp speed, 7,500 gallons of water per minute erupt into the sky above the East St. Louis riverfront. If it's not windy, the blast can reach 600 feet, nearly the height of the Gateway Arch, which is directly across the Mississippi River. Jillian Booth, a tourist from London, England, stopped by on a recent afternoon to watch the show.
So this is pretty cool, getting some pictures. So yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's a lot of water. Oh, wow!
The 10-minute spectacle can be seen for miles, but the best place to watch is where Booth is standing, a viewing platform at Malcolm Martin Memorial Park, just down from the Casino Queen. The platform is also a prime spot for arch gazers, providing postcard views of the stainless steel monument. Booth read about the geyser in U.S. travel guides.
This was on the list of things that we needed to do. This morning we went to see the zoo. Next stop was the arch and the geyser.
Amid all the hoopla surrounding the arch's 50th birthday, the geyser, or geyser as the Brits call it, also marked an anniversary. It turned 20 this year. And yet, many people who live in the St. Louis area don't know what it is, or that it's the tallest fountain in the United States. Mike Buhlhorn is director of the Metro East Park and Recreation District, which operates the geyser.
We don't get a lot of local people here. We get a lot more people, I would say 50% from the Midwest, 25% come from everywhere in the country, and another 25% come from all over the world.
The geyser was the brainchild of the late Malcolm Martin, a St. Louis attorney. In 1968, he founded the nonprofit Gateway Center of Metropolitan St. Louis to raise funds and acquire the land. Gateway Center President Marshall Heyer says Martin's dream was to complete the vision of arch architect Eero Saarinen.
Saarinen's vision was actually to have a park on both sides of the Mississippi River for the simple reason that the best place to view his arch was from the Illinois side.
When Martin died in 2004, he left $5 million to complete his dream. A year later, Gateway Center transferred the geyser to the Park District, along with the funds to operate it. Buhlhorn says the park is a favorite spot for photographers, and filmmakers like to shoot scenes of the arch here.
They love the view, and I'm so sorry, St. Louis, but we do have the best view of the Gateway Arch anywhere in your riverfront, and I hope you come over to enjoy it.
During the spring and summer, the geyser erupts daily at noon, 3, and 6 p.m. It'll have a blast during the arch's birthday celebration, and then shut down for winter. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.